Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is aimed at the so-called prophets of progress, the ones who promise change but deliver chains, the ones who use shiny words, slogans, and symbols, but the fruit of their work is exploitation, confusion, and control. This rebuke stings because it asks a hard question. How do we measure real progress? Is it what looks good in the headlines? Or is it the fruit that actually sets people free? I've seen it in politics, in business, in spiritual circles. Leaders standing on stages declaring they're bringing progress, when really, they're building platforms for their own egos. Programs launch in the name of freedom that only create new forms of dependency. Promises that sound like light, but keep people stumbling in the darkness. It reminds me of scripture that says, "You will know them by their fruit." A prophet of progress isn't measured by how loud they speak, how many followers they gather, and how inspirational their slogans sound. The measurement is always fruit. Does the work produce healing or harm? Does it liberate or does it bind? I've seen false prophets of progress up close. People who look the part, sound convincing, and knew how to draw a crowd. They make big promises about opportunity, about freedom, about change. And for a moment, it looked like progress. But underneath, it wasn't built on truth. It wasn't built on alignment. It was built on ego, illusion, and self-interest. And here's the sting. When something is built on illusion, it will always crumble, no matter how good it looks on the outside. I've been in rooms where I wanted to believe. I wanted to think we were building something real. But eventually, the cracks showed. And those cracks weren't just inconvenient, they were dangerous. Because when leaders sell illusions as progress, the people who trust them end up wounded, disillusioned, and bound. And here's the sobering truth. It's not just out there. It's in politics, in churches, in companies, in movements, even in our own families. We've all been sold a version of progress that looked shiny on the surface, but left us emptier than before. That's the rebuke. Not all that looks like progress is progress. Not every leader who claims to liberate is leading you to freedom. And if you don't know how to test the fruit, you will mistake performance for progress. Because here's what happens when leaders sell illusions as progress. The people who trust them end up wounded, disillusioned, and bound. And then they're expected to stay silent, to swallow their pain, to let the lie keep going, even as they carry the scars. That silence is part of the illusion. It keeps the false prophet untouchable, and it keeps the people in bondage. But here's what's beautiful about this moment in history. You have all the information at your fingertips. You don't have to rely on slogans. You don't have to take anyone's word as gospel. You can research, you can question, and you can see the patterns for yourself. So the real question becomes, do you want to keep believing the lie? And hear me, this is not judgment. This is a sacred rebuke. Because if you aren't willing to ask yourself that question, you will never reach the life you say you want. You will stay bound, not by truth, but by other people's illusions. And here's the sting. If you don't test the fruit, you will end up eating poison. Matthew 7:15-16 says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them." Notice, it doesn't say you'll know them by their words, or by their promises, or by their platforms. It says you will know them by their fruit. Here's the sting. If you don't test the fruit, you will end up eating poison. That means if you don't pause and ask, what is this producing in me, in my family, in my community? Then you'll consume whatever is being served. And if what's being served is poisoned with ego, manipulation, or illusion, that's what you're taking into your spirit. Isaiah 5:20 warns us, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." This is exactly what false prophets of progress do. They flip the script. They call bondage freedom. They sell illusion as light. And if you're not discerning, you'll swallow what's bitter, thinking it's sweet. John 10:10 reminds us, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." False prophets of progress always steal. They steal your trust, your hope, your energy. They destroy faith and real transformation. But Christ reminds us, true progress always gives life, not take it. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you don't test the fruit, you'll eat poison. And the poison isn't just in the leader. It's in the silence, the illusion, and the refusal to ask hard questions. Metaphysically, fruit is vibration made visible. It's what energy looks like once it takes form. Words are easy. Promises are cheap. Appearances can be crafted. But fruit never lies. If the vibration behind the promise is fear, ego, or manipulation, then the fruit will carry that frequency. You may not taste it at first, but over time, it will poison your spirit. That's why the illusion feels sweet going down, but leaves bitterness in your soul. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. A false prophet imagines power, control, and self-glory. And that's the reality they manifest. And if you agree with their illusion, you step into their vibration. You co-sign their reality. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, "The game of life is a game of boomerangs. Our thoughts, deeds, and words return to us sooner or later, with astounding accuracy. A false prophet throws out poison fruit, but eventually that poison circles back. The vibration cannot be escaped. Here's the sacred rebuke. Discernment is not just moral, it's metaphysical. Testing the fruit isn't optional. It's how you guard your frequency. Because what you consume energetically, you become. So if you don't test the fruit, you will eat poison. And the poison doesn't just weaken you. It lowers your vibration, binds your imagination, and keeps you from sovereignty. But when you test the fruit, when you align only with what's true, you rise. Your field clears. Your spirit expands. Here's the sacred rebuke. If you don't test the fruit, you will eat poison. And poison doesn't just make you sick. It makes you dependent. It makes you numb. It makes you doubt your own discernment. But here's the gift. When you begin to test the fruit, you reclaim your power. You stop swallowing whatever is served, and you start discerning what aligns. Testing the fruit means asking. Is this producing peace or confusion? Is this building freedom or dependency? Is this drawing me closer to source or farther into illusion? When you ask those questions, the illusion crumbles, the shine fades, and what's left is the truth. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. Because discernment isn't about cynicism. It's about sovereignty. It's about guarding your field, protecting your spirit, and refusing to be bound by someone's illusion. And here's the promise. When you take that stand, Source will see you through. Yes, the shift may bring temporary pain, but the fruit you bear will be plentiful, sweet, and nourishing to your life. Don't you want that promise? It is yours for the taking, but you cannot have it both ways. You cannot eat poison and expect to be nourished. You must choose truth. And when you do, your harvest will overflow. So now I want you to take a deep breath. Hold it. And then let it out. Let's get honest on paper. Let the discernment guide your pen. Number one, where in my life have I accepted progress without testing the fruit? Did it look shiny on the surface, but leave me empty, confused, or bound? Number two, who have I given authority to without asking if their fruit was nourishing or poisoned? How has that impacted my choices or my spirit? Number three, what illusions have I been silently protecting? Where have I stayed quiet about wounds to keep someone else's image intact? Number four, how do I know when fruit is true in my own life? What signs, feelings, or outcomes tell me I'm aligned with Source? Number five, what promise am I ready to claim? If I stop eating poison and start planting truth, what kind of fruit do I want to bear for myself, my family, and my community? Now, Take another deep breath and let it out. And repeat after me. Let these words become your shield and your seed. I test the fruit before I eat. I will not consume poison disguised as progress. I walk in discernment, and discernment guards my sovereignty. I release illusions and align only with truth. I am not bound by silence. I am liberated by light. The fruit I bear is plentiful, sweet, and nourishing. Source sees me through every shift, and my harvest overflows. Now close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in and exhale it fully. Picture yourself standing in a vast orchard. All around you are trees heavy with fruit. Some fruit looks shiny and perfect from a distance. Some looks ordinary, even rough. You walk closer to one of the shinier fruits. It glistens in the light, but when you take a bite, it tastes bitter, sour, poisoned. You spit it out and realize not everything that shines is sweet. Now you move to another tree. Its fruit isn't flashy, but when you hold it, it feels alive, warm with energy. You take a bite, and it's sweet, nourishing, and refreshing. You feel your body strengthen, your spirit lift, and your energy expand. You look around and realize, I have a choice. I don't have to eat what's poisoned. I don't have to consume what harms. I can choose what nourishes. Whisper to yourself, I test the fruit before I eat. I release illusions and align only with truth. The fruit I bear is plentiful, sweet, and nourishing. Now take one more deep breath in, receiving the sweetness of alignment. Exhale, releasing every illusion that once poisoned your field. And when you open your eyes, know this truth. Source will see you through. The fruit you choose will shape the harvest you bear. That's the sacred rebuke. Not all that looks like progress is progress. Not every voice that promises freedom leads to truth. And if you don't test the fruit, you will eat the poison. But when you discern, when you choose truth over illusion, clarity over confusion, sovereignty over silence, the fruit you bear will be sweet. It will be nourishing. It will be plentiful. So let it sting so it can save. Let it cut so it can cleanse. Let it strip so it can strengthen. And here's the promise. When you take the stand, Source will see you through. The shift may bring temporary pain, but your harvest will overflow. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in discernment, in sovereignty, and in the sweetness of truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, Your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.